That's a good way to start it. I can start sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay, we'll get started. We've got Pat absent. Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I will adopt the agenda.
I'll second. That's Rita and then Jean seconded.
Well,
and nobody opposed, right? Public comment for non-agenda items. Since we have no members of the public, anybody else have any comments? Approve minutes from regular meeting of October 9th.
I don't think we had any carryover, did we? I don't have that. I'll second. Whatever it is.
I couldn't read them this morning because it came in on my little phone, my phone, and I can't.
Any opposed? All right.
Yeah, I just have it.
Reports of officers and directors. The only thing that I know of to report on is I did get another email from Carl, but this one wasn't anywhere near as threatening as his past ones have been. He was just complaining because we graded and there wasn't enough moisture for his satisfaction.
Oh my God, can't please everybody.
But I sent him a nice email back telling him that it was nice to hear that he appreciates all of our hard work. And that kind of shut him up. So.
Oh, and just by ignoring him is going to make him shut up because he's driving him nuts because he doesn't know how to get on our nerves.
But that was the only thing from him. Anybody else have anything to report on?
I thought the roads looked great.
Well, they needed a lot more work, but I've been busy these last few weeks and I haven't had a chance to get back to them. I wanted to get back and smooth them out and kind of get some of the rock off of them.
Yeah, I know the rock has to be picked up. I've been too busy to go up and do that.
Yeah, but at least people can see we did something.
Yeah. You
know, may not be much, but it was something. Yeah.
That's what people complained about.
Okay, if there's nobody else with anything to report, then we can get on to the financial reports. I didn't get anything from California HOA yet. He was working on them, but apparently he isn't done with them. He was trying to get everything in order for the end of the year. So he was. I talked to him about the other checking account. The reason he didn't have it on there the last time, he had the wrong name on it, you know, instead of Wells Fargo, but the Union Bank account didn't show up because he still had it as a zero balance, and I reminded him that he's got bank statements. He can get the balance and get it updated. So he was working on that.
We just sent him one.
Oh, I know. I've been sending him all of them. And so I walked him through where they were in the files and everything, and he's fixing that along with a bunch of other stuff. But yeah, as many customers as he's got doing this stuff, I guess everybody does it different. So he's still struggling trying to figure out how we do it.
Well, we had a hard time ourselves.
But anyway, in here I did give everybody a copy of the last bank statements for each of the accounts, the Wells Fargo and both Union Bank accounts. With the deposits we've had in the Wells Fargo from the assessments, we've got almost $12,000 there. And then we've got $5,400 in the Union Bank and $26,000 in the reserve account. So we're getting back up there again. But of course, we're going to be paying insurance and all that again here real soon, too. So we should be getting a little bit more in our Union Bank account because I did tell, what's her name? Darn it, escaping me right now. Our people up in...
Norway.
They're going to say they're doing their wire transfer to the Union Bank account again because they already had that info.
So you mean the ones in the Netherlands?
That's it. Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as soon as theirs comes in, then I will give the info to CAHOA so they can credit it to their account. But it'll be in the Union Bank account. And I've got to check the Union Bank account, too, and see if Caresco did the same thing he usually does. Because he usually goes to the bank and deposits his right into the account. And doesn't tell us.
We don't have any way of knowing. Until
we get the statement.
What's his name up here on the corner?
He brought the check to me, which then I had to send down there, and yeah.
Okay.
Well, at least he brought it to you. I mean, the other part, you don't even know whether he's paid it, then you're going to charge him again for it.
Well, there's different people that pay. He used to pay for cash.
But we'll get it figured out. It's getting better, slowly but surely.
Well, we have to learn, and it's hard.
Well, and part of it, we'll get to it when we get to, there is an agenda item for that, but we've got to come up with written procedures. That's the then we can hold them accountable to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's in writing in front of you. You got to read it. But anyway, that's all we've got for financial reports for this month. And I don't have a list of the payments for us to approve, so we'll just double it up next time. All right, discussion possible action on road repairs, street signs, equipment purchases, other maintenance needs. Do we have anything new on that?
Yes, I'd like to discuss the fact that that guy has offered to do our roads for $40,000. Of course, it'll be more come spring, but he would have done it during this warm spell for the $40,000. And that's a darn good deal, I think.
It is the only thing that I could, you know, that's about what we've got in total right now.
I realize we don't have it, but we were willing to take a loan out to buy the monster. Why couldn't we take a loan out to get the roads done? Because they really need to be done.
It's possible to do. I don't know if anybody will loan us the money, but it's possible. We would have to find a lender first.
Yeah. Well, what would we have done to buy the monster?
Well, there's a difference when you've got an item that
greater,
and then or this is salary, so this is isn't anything there for them to get back.
Right, for them to repossess, they can't take the paved road back.
Well, they got the grader. Either that or sell the grader and use that money to do it. But I think we need to do it come spring.
Well, depending on what we collect, we may have enough, but it's going to be it cut us so tight.
It will.
Yeah,
it will.
Until we get our next round of assessments in a year.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, it would cut us so tight that we may have trouble paying our bills.
Well, I worry about keeping the grader because pretty soon they're going to do the gas thing again, and then nobody will want to buy it.
Possible.
So. I don't know. I don't think that's going to stick. I really don't look at the amount of people that. Where are they going to get the electric from? Electric for power? No,
well, that's going to happen in the future.
Sure.
But I'm talking
eventually. Right now, you've got to put, I don't know. There's an awful lot of people that are against it.
I just worry about eventually not being able to sell the grader because no one's going to want to hassle that.
And then on the other hand, maybe keeping it in pretty good shape, you might be able to sell it for more. You never know.
Well, I wouldn't sell it for less than $50,000 even now.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah. I mean, I know what we paid for it, but, it goes up.
Yeah, well, there's a shortage of equipment right now.
That's right.
Big-time shortage of equipment.
That's why I think we could get a good price.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a thought. That way we could get our roads done, be out of debt, and I don't know.
Yeah, the problem is, though, then we're back to having to hire somebody to grade roads. And we have to find somebody that'll do it. And then the cost of grading the roads.
Well, we lost
and that would have that cost at all times. And once you do it once...
Well, we only have one driver right now. That's Randy.
I know.
Our other drivers have gone to heaven. Lucky you.
We have anything else on the road repairs?
I know the signs have to get paid.
Yeah, we've got to get signs up. All right, well, that'll get us to number 8, discussion and possible action on list of volunteer repair and maintenance crew, organization duties, et cetera, et cetera. One thing I did, I asked our new employee at the water district, Izzy, if he would be interested in doing some work for the association on a part-time basis. And he was interested. He said he would be willing to. That would require us, of course, to get workers' comp for an employee, and we have to pay payroll taxes and all that. which we can do through QuickBooks. So the next question from there is that something that CAHOA can handle, or is that going to put the bookkeeping back in our lap? I'm sure they have to do payroll for their employees, so they should be familiar with how to do it. But it's a question I would have to ask them as well. But that would give us somebody that could do this stuff on a part-time basis rather than trying to rely just on volunteers. And if we've got somebody that's going out to do it, they may actually be able to get some volunteers to show up then.
Well, the volunteer stuff where they've made you got to make sure they have a note saying that their mommy says it's okay.
Yep, I know.
And I already talked to John because we did some cutting of wood for Pat to have some wood. And I told him, he wanted to know why we aren't doing any road thing. And I told him, I says, if you're going to work with us, you're going to have to bring in a note saying you understand that you got to be healthy and understand what, feel like you're able to do this stuff.
Yeah.
It just seems like such a ridiculous thing.
Well, and with the COVID rules and everything now,
yeah,
too.
It just makes it so hard.
Nearly impossible. But again, that is something we can look at if everybody's interested. I will check with, or at least ask CAHOA if it's something that they feel comfortable with as well. I figured that 100 hours a year between payroll taxes, workers' comp, etc., would probably cost us $5,000 or $6,000 a year. 100 hours sounds like a lot, but it isn't much.
No, it isn't.
It's a couple weeks worth of work. But it spread out over the summer, it's not bad.
Yeah, it wouldn't be $5,000 flat.
No, but that's your total.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a good idea because we're not getting anything done. There's not enough volunteers.
Well, I will check with CAHOA to see if that's something that they think they can do as far as covering doing the payroll and payroll taxes, et cetera. Because I know that's going to add some time to, it takes a little bit of time to do payroll.
Yeah, and if you've got it in the program, it doesn't take that much.
No, with QuickBooks, it's not bad.
It's just a matter of putting the amount in and the QuickBooks will do the rest for you.
Yep. And then we'll have to find out about
setting it up is what's taking the time.
Then we'll have to find out about workers' comp, what that'll cost us.
Well, I do hear complaints from the people.
Oh, yeah.
We're not doing anything. What are you doing with all our money?
Paying the bills. Yeah. Right off the top, we've got $5,000 for insurance and $5,000 for management.
That's right.
Half the assessments right there.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Right off the top before we do anything. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I'll check into that. If anybody has anything else on that one, if not, we'll go on to 9. Update and discussion of progress with CAHOA assumption of administrative duties. And like I said, it's taken them a while to get familiar with what we've been doing and how we take care of our residents. We had a demand response from, or a demand letter from our escrow company, and I walked Richard through our demand letter again. Because he was trying to fill out theirs and doing all trying to get our insurance certificate and everything. I said, no. Look at the back of the letter. It says right on there, all the stuff's available on the website. All they have to do is go there. We just fill out this form and send it to them. So he still didn't do it right, but he did it. And I gave the escrow company the corrections. So I'll work with him again on that and try and get, again, I need to put a written procedure down and send it to him. And then he can hopefully follow it.
Sometimes
and the big thing is we have to do everything by phone. So it's not like I can sit down there with him and tell him, here's what we do and here's how we do it, and so it does make it difficult to explain sometimes, but we'll keep working at it. It's still better than us having to do it all.
That's true. Yeah.
And the more of it that they do, the more of it they'll get familiar with, and eventually it'll be less of an issue. Anybody got anything else on that? Okay, that'll get us to 10, discussion and possible action to provide notice of intent to lien notices to delinquent property owners.
Isn't that number 11?
Is it number 11? It came out 10 on mine.
Oh, Oh, mine says 11.
Mine says 11. Yeah,
okay.
Update on
did I skip something?
The province of CHOA.
I think you combined 8 and 9.
Yeah, you combined 8 and 9 together. Because 9 was actually to continue use of labor.
Okay. All right. Probably when I was typing my notes, it just got rid of the 9. Yes, I see it there. Eliminated the number 9. Okay. Okay. All right, number 11. Yeah, discussion possible action provide notice of intent to lien. We're supposed to do that within 90 days of November 1st. Because November 1st is a delinquent date. So, I don't know if we want to do it at this meeting or wait another meeting. It doesn't mean we have to file the notices. We just need to approve filing the notices of intent to lien at the end of the month. You know, then we'll know, we'll be sending out a reminder to everybody that hasn't paid that they need to pay. I wouldn't, and the notice of intent to lien is just our notice to them anyway. It's not the actual lien. We can do that later. But we're supposed to approve the notice of intent to lien within 90 days of the delinquency.
I think we ought to send them out.
I think so.
I would say that, well, in fact, I'll make the motion that we approve sending notice of intent to lien to anybody that has not paid by the end of December. That's still within our 90 days, and that kind of makes it automatic. You know, January 1, whoever's still out, we send the notices.
I'll second that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta be done. We've gotta get some money in here. Almost.
And it can't be just a few of us paying for everybody.
Okay, so I made the motion. Rita seconded. Any opposed? All right. Discussion possible action release liens on lot 180 at request of escrow. Apparently, we filed the lien release, although I still haven't been able to get Richard to find it in the file if there is a copy. So we don't know if those particular liens that are still showing up were listed or not. I suspect they were listed. I suspect that the county, whether they record it on each and every lien or not, probably not. The county doesn't do that. All they do is record the release. Now, the title companies that collect all this data from the county probably didn't attach a copy of that to each lien, probably just to the first lien on it. So that's why it keeps showing up on their title reports as the lien still being there. And I can't convince them that they need to go back and look for this stuff and see where they screwed up, because obviously it's not their fault. But anyway, I know that we released the liens prior on this, but I put it back on here so we can discuss, do we want to bother releasing the liens, or do we want to just tell them go pound sand, it's their problem. They didn't pay them off, so I don't see that we're obligated. However, because it's such as that property does not have a very high value, this is something they could probably sue us over in small claims court, and then we would have to go and defend ourselves. Win or lose doesn't, you know, isn't that big a deal. It's just we would have to spend the time. So I'm kind of torn which way to go on this, but you know, my inclination is to tell them, too bad. You know, you deal with getting them released. It's not our problem. We released them. Now, if I had a copy of the release, and I may see if I can get a copy from the county if I have a chance to get down there. I've got to take some samples down probably in a week or two, and I may go by and see if I can get a copy of the lien release, because if they recorded it and they're all listed on there, I'll definitely tell them pound sand. We released them.
Yeah.
And if they sued us, we've got the documentation. We already did it. It's your problem.
They're all listed on the lien release.
I'm pretty sure they were. Including,
I know they are. Yeah. It's in my records.
Well, that's what I was trying to find, is if those particular liens were listed on the release. I just wanted to confirm that the liens that they found, there were two different liens. One was the one that Carl did, and the other one was from back when Caresco was on the board. So one's a real old lien, the other one's, you know, still several years old.
Well, I think there was more than that on.
I know there was more liens than that. That's why I say I think we did file it. It's just that, you know, The county doesn't record things by lot. They record it in the book when it comes in. And what the way it gets attached to property is there's companies that take the county records and then they put it by APN or address or however they list it. Mm-hmm. And that's how they make a list of all these records. Well, if they looked at the lien and just looked at the first, the lien release and just looked at the first lien on there and attached it with that, well, that doesn't take the others off of their records. So then when there's a title search. Right. That's what I thought. And I just wanted to confirm that those two that they're saying are still there were listed on it. And if they are, it's not our problem. We've already released them. Here, in fact, I don't know, they should have a copy of the lien release, and it should show right on it. Here's the liens. So I'm kind of surprised that those aren't, that they're coming back with those. Exactly. They should be able to.
They should be able to do that. That's what you pay them for.
Yeah.
Well, the owner, the guy that bought them, arrogantly informed us the liens were moved because it was in a tax sale. So let him take care of it.
That's kind of the way I feel. But again, I just want to warn everybody that we could get sued and then we have to go to small claims court, or he could sue in Superior Court, but I doubt it. It's not worth it. But he could possibly sue us in small claims. Personally, that's... You know, other than the fact that I don't have time to mess with it, my feelings are to tell them to go pound sand. We released them. If there's other liens, that's your problem. And beyond that, if you want to pay the liens off, we'll release them again.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. And, you know, the total is like $2,100. But I went back and looked. 950 of it is actual assessments. Everything else is recording fees and late charges and interest. But, you know, if they wanted to give us $950, I'd say that we'd be willing to release the liens again. But even at that, I'm not going to guarantee that they're all going to get released.
No,
you know,
we can't
control what everybody else does with these releases.
That's right. I think we just haven't
told them. It's the obligation for your escrow company to find it out.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll be happy to tell them that because I'm tired of messing with these things. They take up way too much of my time, and I think that's the problem is they're just not recording them properly.
That's what it's for.
And that's what I used to do.
Just like the property that I got from the water district that I've got to deal with the same thing. I've got to go to court and have them released because I probably won't even be able to find the companies because they're long gone. So... But anyway, okay, if everybody's okay with that, that's what I'll tell them. I'll tell them that we're not releasing anything else, that they can figure it out, that we already released them.
I'm for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am too.
Okay.
What do you think, Joan?
I've already said.
Pound sand.
I'm just going ahead and making sure we got all this on the same page.
Okay, well, I'm just going to tell them they were already released, and that's the end of our obligation.
Right.
They can do whatever they want to do. And if they want to offer to pay us, pay the liens so that we release them again, then, you know, we can discuss that. Because, I mean, if they'll give us money, then I'm willing to do more. Okay. Well, that gets us to 12, discussion and possible action on disposition of motor grader. I don't know if we had any more on that with the person that was interested in it.
He didn't mention anything when he came out and trimmed again.
Okay. I mean, we could always market it if we want to. Honestly, I think if I can find the time, I'd like to get some more of the road grading done. It didn't take that long. I spent about 6 hours and did, you know, probably 80% of the roads. They need more work, you know, obviously. That was rough. It got dark on me, so I didn't have time to go back over them and finish them. As it was, I did about 4 passes on each of the roads that I graded. But they need at least that many more passes to clean them up.
But you didn't go to Equestrian, did you?
No, that's the one I didn't do, and I also didn't do all of...
Maverick?
I didn't do Maverick. I didn't do that back corner back there.
Hackamore?
I did Hackamore, but that's as far. I didn't go the rest of the way. I didn't go down Sunview.
I definitely
ran across several places where we're going to have to put base in. That's going to be our next big ticket item. We've got to bring in a lot of base for these roads. Because right now, all we're doing is grading up rock. There's no base left on the roads except at the very lower elevations where it's all run to. There's plenty. But up above, there's nothing. And all you're doing is pulling rock up because there's nothing to grade. So even from the shoulders, there's just nothing there. It's all washed down to the bottom, which is what happens.
You can't do sundew because you'll just bring up rock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's all that's up there.
Rock. Yeah.
So we're going to have to put a lot of material down, and that, besides the grader, you got to put the material down, then you got to wet it, and you got to pack it. So it's a lot more involved. It's almost as much as doing pavement.
Yeah.
But you got to get the base down before you can do pavement, too. But anyway, like I said, at least we can clean. We can kind of clean them up a little, and it makes them look a little better. So we'll keep at it, unless somebody comes along and wants the grader, and then we can talk about it, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else on that, that gets us to 14. Discussion and possible action on increasing annual assessment.
Gotta do it.
We need to get going back up because our costs are going to be going up too, just like everybody else's. I'm sure our insurance is going to go up again this year. We don't have to do it at this meeting. We can table it to January when the new board is seated, which is still us.
Yeah.
So, but I just wanted to get it on here so we start the discussion. And I think we need to do the maximum 20% again.
We do.
And I realize there's still people not working and stuff, and inflation is going to hurt people, but...
We didn't raise it this last time.
No, we didn't.
So we did give them a break, so we should go up.
Yeah, we should state that wasn't raised this year. However, we're going to need it this time with the inflation on everything.
So I don't know if anybody wants to make a motion or if we want to kick it down the road for a little while.
No, we need to make a motion. I'll make a motion.
Okay. 20%?
20%.
Anybody want a second?
I'll second it.
Any opposed?
I am.
Okay.
I don't want to pay it either.
I'm going to vote for it because I think we need it. So we've got a 20% rate increase for next year. Okay. Do we have any requests for future agenda items? Okay. A motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Was that a motion to adjourn?
Yes, it is.
Gene, okay. Any opposed? All right, that takes care of it.